Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I am your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest says she is creating order with small edits. She says that she has been a professional overthinker, but she has learned how to simplify her day and loves helping women create simple and small edits in their daily life so they can step into their fullest God-given potential. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Miss Tabitha Perry. Welcome, Tabitha.
Aw, thanks for having me, Jackie.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear your story, especially when I heard professional overthinker, because I feel like a lot of people can relate to that. Can you share your story with our audience?
Absolutely. So as a firstborn, I feel like there are many firstborns that are overthinkers, right? We're kind of more type A. We like things a certain way. And I grew up, you know, wanting things a certain way and really wanting to please people. And I was given, you know, a God-given skill of being able to read a room, which is a blessing and a curse, because then I learned to think a lot and try to consider what everybody else would need from me so I could make sure that the environment stayed calm, people liked me, people got along. And again, as an adult, that has worked very well for me. But being a professional overthinker really plays into perfectionism, into people pleasing, and fear of failure as well. And so it has been quite the journey. But I actually grew up in Alaska. And so I know that there's not a lot of people that are born and raised in Alaska. It's a pretty actually small state population wise. And so that has allowed me to just really appreciate adventure. Even though I'm not physically adventurous, I'm socially adventurous. I love to meet new people. And I love to just kind of hear their hearts and like kind of see where God has taken them and what they how God is using them in the world to spread his name.
Yeah. And I love this concept of the small edits, and you're helping people create those small edits through your coaching business. Can you tell us more about it and perhaps some tips that we all can use to make small edits in our lives?
Absolutely. So I have always stayed, I don't like to say busy, but I've always had a full life, right? I've had either multiple jobs or volunteer opportunities. And so I realized that if I wanted to make edits in my life, if I wanted to change, I needed to do it in small ways, because there was never an opportunity to just like go big, right? Like I had to implement small within the hours that I had. And I like to call them edits, because when in the past I've used the word change. So my background's in social work. I've been a counselor, worked in the justice system. Change can seem very, very lofty and almost as if something that you have been doing has been wrong. And when we make edits, it doesn't necessarily mean anything is wrong. It just means we want to modify. We just want to kind of improve upon it. And it kind of takes away the guilt. As a professional overthinker, we can also feel very guilty, right? And so removing that guilt is really important. So these small edits. So it's really important not to compare yourself to anybody else. And I think that's the first tip, is don't compare what your edit looks like, the thing that you're trying to work on in your life, whether it is being more organized, losing weight, being on time, starting a book, whatever that is, focus on you. Like keep your mind and your eyes on the Lord, number one, but focus on like how he created you and what those small little edits need to be.
I love it. So what are some small edits that you have seen have just been most successful with some of the clients that you work with?
Yeah. So I work with mostly Christians. And so having quiet time is usually a topic of conversation. So I really help women get their day in order, so that way they can use their mind for other things, that they're not worried about all the tasks they have to do, right? And so the first edit is waking up consistently at a certain time. It doesn't matter what time, but waking up consistently and then having that special time with the Lord right in the beginning. And I know, as you know, a mom, right? And I know that there's other moms that have like little kids, or you know, you have animals or you're caregiving. it can be really hard to wake up in the morning and spend that time with the Lord, but that is what is going to benefit the rest of your day. There's a supernatural power that happens, and I can guarantee you, your time will be expanded if you take that time. Another edit too is to do a brain dump. So in the mornings, sometimes when I feel, you know, like I'm overthinking more often than not, because I still overthink, I've just learned strategies to work with it, is I write out all my thoughts, the good, the bad, grocery lists. I mean, whatever is in my brain. And that has helped me put it on a piece of paper and then be like, oh, is that it? Like, I've literally been frustrated, or I had to wake up early because my brain was going, and but this was all there was. Or you see, wow, this is heavier than I thought. And then you can make, you know, take steps to help and get those things figured out.
Yeah, I love it. Wow, it's so beneficial. And I am a wake up in the morning and talk to God type of person. So I know the benefits of that. And I would strongly encourage everyone who is listening right now to do that in your life, because it really will expand your day. It clears your mind for me.
It does.
It clears your minds. I can tell God everything that's on my mind. Like you said, doing the brain dump. I don't write it down, but I definitely share everything that's on my mind so that my day can be clear to move forward in it, because you don't want that clutter in your day.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important too, some of the edits that we incorporate really, it comes back to prioritization. We really need to be aware of who and what we are prioritizing in our life. And many times we think, you know, we're prioritizing like, oh, our family, we love our family so much. We love the Lord. But if I were to look at your calendar, or if I were to be a fly on the wall, right? Are you spending most of your time with your family in the Lord? Are you spending your thoughts on those people? And so it's really important to kind of do an audit of where you're spending your time, and just no judgment, but just be aware. And so that way you can kind of clarify like, okay, well, I'm saying this is important to me. Maybe it's not right now. And then that's okay too. Yeah. You know, sometimes, especially, you know, as business owners, our businesses need a little bit more attention. And so I feel like balance is just a never ending, like teeter totter. There's sometimes when it's like all lined out, but then quickly it kind of goes off because you got to put that time into getting things done and to pushing to deadlines. But then you kind of come back to that middle neutral ground. And so again, knowing like your priorities, the Lord, your family, significant others, your health, your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health, all of these things are so important to be aware of and to really clarify what it is your goals are for each of those. And so that way you can hold yourself accountable and have other people hold yourself accountable, which is why I love being a coach, is because people let me into their souls and tell me what it is that they're wanting to work on. And I get to cheer them on and help them do that.
Yeah, I love it. And I think the key thing that you said in all of this is just having an awareness. People are really not aware. Like you said, they're thinking one thing, but once you put it all out on paper and you really look at it, it can really smack you in the face and like, whoa, I'm not doing what I think I'm doing.
Yes.
So that can be hard. How do you help people deal with that when they realize that they're not where they need to be?
There is just a point of acceptance, and that's where the Lord comes in, of he knows exactly where you're at and he loves you no matter what. And just knowing that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ, accepting like, okay, this isn't what I thought. So now I get to make a choice, right? We have control over two things, our attitude and our activity. Mm-hmm. So I can change my mindset, and then I can change the things that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And if I continue to go down this path, maybe it's time to really consider what is important. And sometimes things that we think are really important really are not. And that's okay. And again, just acceptance.
Yeah, I love it. Tell people what's next for you.
Oh, wow. So I'm going to be starting a group program for women who are wanting to know what that next step in their life is. So many times, as women, we're just again, busy. We're just going, going, going. Mm-hmm. And we never take the time to think about, well, what is that next step for me? And so I want to provide opportunities for women to do that. And a lot of times it's because of distraction and chaos in our life mm-hmm. that we're not able to move forward. Mm-hmm. So helping women really identify what is distracting, what is causing the chaos, being able to minimize that. And then most of the time they know what they need to do next. They just need to kind of get those distractions out of the way. So that's what I'm going to be helping women do with a group coaching program, because I really feel like it is very beneficial to learn from other women. Mm. Like I can individually coach someone and have it be very powerful. But the more women you have in the room, especially believers, when they all have the Holy Spirit, something transformational happens.
Yeah. And I think it's the feeling that you're not alone.
Yes.
It's not just you. And so you're not in the struggle alone once you realize that other people are experiencing the same thing that you are. You just have somebody to relate to. Can you tell people how to connect with you?
Yes. So I actually have a podcast as well called the Life Edit Podcast with Tabitha Perry. And I just love being able to give practical strategies on how to, again, make those edits in life so you can step into your fullest God-given potential. And they can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Tabitha Perry Life Coach, as well as my website, tabithaperry.coach.
Thank you so much for sharing that information. Now, Tabitha, as we wrap up today's interview, will you share with the audience a final word? What is the one thing you feel like they absolutely need to know as they go through this life editing process, and how can they implement it in their life today?
Yes. Well, I want people to know that they are loved by God, no matter what they've done or what they will do, and that He is a God of order and He doesn't want us to feel chaotic. And so being able to create edits in life where you're able to identify where the chaos is and be able to minimize it, then He's going to be able to have that margin to work in your life so much more powerfully.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Tabitha. CWS audience, you have heard her. Hey, if you are facing chaos or you can't figure out why you're facing chaos in your life, it may be time to do some life edits. You can connect with Tabitha, but start even in the mornings, just talking to God so that you can move forward and get rid of all the clutter that is just crowding you out and not putting you in alignment to where you need to be. You deserve to be in alignment. Let's start working on those life edits. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.